from PRX.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and friends beyond the binary, it's time for the podcaster who can warm it up, Chris, or cool it down. You know, it's like a warming blanket or a cool breeze. Why am I laughing? Because even these short, quippy intros are they get jumbled. That's how I do. That's how you say. Well, how, Scoots, how can you say warm and cool at the same time? Well, it's a jumble. You know, a jumble of words. It's got warm and cool right in there. Anyway, if it doesn't make sense to you, you're not the only one. Because it's time for Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. Hey, before we move forward here, remember, Sleep With Me is built on empathy and compassion, and that means being here for you through the podcast. It also means that I provide resources in our show notes. If you're looking for, you need to connect with someone right now, there's organizations you can connect with in the show notes. It also means supporting the members of our community, and not just saying Black Lives Matter, but offering you resources to join me on my journey, too, of change and looking at how can we do better. So there's going to be links to organizations that can support you on that journey in the show notes. And when your hand hits the fridge tomorrow, you could look those things up. You could check out these sponsors that enable me to be here free for you twice a week. All right, but this is Scoots here. This is where I ask you to, hey, if you think about signing up for Sleep With Me Plus at sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus with just a few questions. If you're new to the show, just ignore this message. Or if you only listen to Sleep With Me occasionally, or it could be easily replaced by another show. Not important. Do you listen to Sleep With Me regularly? Yes. But yeah, does it improve your life in any way at all? And would you miss Sleep With Me if we stopped making it? Like, how much would you be willing to give on an annual basis or a monthly basis to say, hey, go ahead and start that podcast back up? So this is a way of not doing that. I'm asking if the answers to those questions are yes. Yeah, you're a regular listener. Yes, Sleep With Me improves your life. Yes, I could and would pay for the show if it was missing from my life. I'd pay to get it back. Or if you lost it, like you'd say, oh, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Could you help me find it? And this is a reward, whatever, $120. I need my year of Sleep With Me back. Or you would find a way to support the show if you said, well, now I got to put up a poster. If the answers are yes, we're kind of in that place right now, and the whole podcasting industry is in that place more or less, where it's like, hey, I really need you to think about supporting the show right now. If the answer is yes to those questions, so we don't have to go through, oh, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Because I don't want that. I love making the show. It does take a team of people to make the show. So think about it. sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. If you get a lot out of the show and you'd miss it and you'd say, oh, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Sign up for sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus and I'll thank you. Believe me, I'll send you a video and say thanks. Thanks so much. All right, everybody, it's time for the Sleepy Supporter Zone, loud part of the podcast, so the podcast can be here for you twice a week. And I want to thank Carolyn, who got some Bombas socks. And I really appreciate it. Carolyn used our link, used our code, let Bombas know she heard about them on the show. Thank you, Carolyn, for supporting Bombas. I'm going to go for a run later. I'm going to put on my Bombas performance socks and head out there. So if you support a sponsor, go to Sleep With Me Podcast. Podcast.com/sponsors. If you support Bombas, I'm going to send you out some stickers just like Carolyn. So let them know about it. Let me know about it. And I can try to thank you here on the Sleepy Supporter Zone. The second part of the Sleepy Supporter Zone is you getting the support you need. If you have extra needs right now, there's organizations you can connect with right now to connect to someone to talk to right in our show notes. Please use those organizations. It's also about Sleep With Me, and the Supporter Zone is about supporting our communities. And that means using our actions to say Black Lives Matter, to say stop AAPI hate. And there's organizations you can connect with to get started right in our show notes. And the last part of the Sleepy Supporter Zone is stuff I support. And I'm looking for, what do you support as listeners? What organizations do you support with your time, or, you know, what you get back for the hard work you do every day? Let me know what organizations are important to you. Use the contact form on our website. And that is the end of the Sleepy Supporter Zone. Oh, Mystery Bard, a lot of people help out on this show. Who are they?
Chris Posty Poster Song.
Sounds like a near fall.
Wrote the theme song.
Edits episodes too.
Carl W. The Legend.
Also edits episodes.
Kenny, Scotty, and Jennifer.
Runner, 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 runner. Eric and the team at Astound are on the website.
I am the Mystery Bard.
I do the lullabies, yeah.
I do commissions at
JonathanMann.net.
You see the kindness shine straight on through when the listeners form their own Facebook group. Keith, Stacy, Sarah, Julie, and Jennifer. These are your moderators.
Get support, dear Scooter, on Patreon. Buy the merch and support the sponsors. You can find anything you want at sleepwithmepodcast.com.
And we're so proud. Rusty Biscuit, Lois, Anna, like banana. Leah does the transcripts.
Thanks, Mystery Bard. If you want to keep in touch with the show, go to sleepwithmepodcast.com/newsletter. That's the best way to keep in touch with the podcast. What do you say we slow down and get on with the show? Hey, everybody, this is Scoots here. And coming up is a special all-intro episode, which is intro after intro after intro. I think these episodes are from 700s, so about 300 episodes ago. And we do this over the long weekends in the U.S. It's one of the fan favorites is all intros, except, you know, for people that don't like all intros, they like story only episodes. And both those things are available on Patreon. At $5 a month, you get story only episodes twice a week. And then at $10 and up a month, you get two extra all intro episodes every single month, in addition to like the back catalog and tons of amazing stuff. I hope you're having a good long weekend if you're in the U.S. or wherever you are in the world. I'm here. Instead of skipping an episode, you know, I'm here with something a little bit different to keep you company while you fall asleep. Thanks. And here's Scoots over and over again with his creaky dulcet tones. Thanks, everybody. Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble staying asleep, trouble getting to sleep? Or the other way around, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake, whether it's a thoughts, feelings, so stuff that comes up that you're thinking about, or feelings you're experiencing emotionally or physically, whatever it is, I'd like to take your mind off of that. What I'm going to do is I'm going to send my voice across the deep, dark night. I'm going to use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones. Those are creaky, dulcet tones, just in case, newer listeners say, because I'm not the best at pronunciation. So it's creaky, like a door, dulcet, some people say, trying to think of someone that, like Bublé, I would believe someone like Bublé has dulcet tones, or our own jazz singer on the show, the Silvertone. Oh, so I'm going to say, creaky dulcet tones, pointless meanders. You just witnessed one when I was trying to go from creaky dulcet tones to a pointless meander to saying pointless meander. Superfluous tangents, unresolved metaphors. Holy cow. As someone said, misusing metaphors. Actually, that was the letter I got from the Greater Metaphorical Council. And then I said, okay, how do I read this letter, right? See, am I reading too much into this letter or not? It took a few weeks of rereading and rereading. Here's an idea. I guess this is a quibble. Just a piece of advice. Metaphor account, councils of metaphors. I've gotten letters from them. Metaphorical councils, check. Other one, you know, anything, if you are a council of metaphors, either way, or a metaphorical council, you know, or associate metaphor, you know, associations. Believe me, I'm lumping you all together for this thing. When you contact me officially, send it to a third party. First of all, it'll definitely get my attention, but then I won't have to worry about unless you're sending it. You know what I mean? I think you know what I mean. I'm sure for the new listeners, they're like, what is this person talking about? But it's just really hard, especially with the amount of letters I get on behalf, that would be on behalf of the Metaphor Council, the Greater Omaha Metaphor Council. There's a Boise Association of Metaphor Enthusiasts. And I said, appreciate the letter, but holy cow, it's just really, because I figure, you know, it's like if someone, here's a question, totally unrelated to this. Don't, new listeners, stick with me, please. Sorry. Here's a question for crossword fans. This is a straightforward question. How many, like, I'm talking crossword creation fans. So those of you that create crosswords. Also, if you're a fan of crosswords, I think it came out about 18 months ago. There's an Illusionist episode about crosswords. Wonderful. And I'm excited to see Helen very soon live, hopefully twice in a row. Okay, but what was my point? Oh, I was wondering if you send, so if you write crosswords, do you send a lot of people letter, like, have you composed letters made of crosswords, like, love letters, letters of love, the different, agape love letters, more love letters, some filio, I guess it would be prayers, isn't agape the one, I bet you, if whatever higher power you're sending a crossword-based love letter to, if I was a higher power, if I was a higher power, I probably would be able to solve it. Normally, I have dyslexia, so those are tough. But can you talk, like, seriously, if you're looking for some bonus points, just switch it up. Say, well, what are you doing over there, Janine? I'm writing my prayers. Writing your prayers. We don't write prayers in this home. What we do now. Well, that's not a prayer. That looks like you're doing a crossword. It is. I'm putting my prayer within a crossword. I'm sorry. What? That could only be a bonding moment. Even in like a movie like Footloose, I think they'd say, wow, that's really a creative way to really, you really get it. Anyway, I guess my main question was, if you write crosswords, took me 4 minutes, if you write crosswords, do you send letters in crossword form? Because that's cool. I guess all I wanted to say is, if you do that, that is unbelievably cool. Like, that's so cool. I just can't stop thinking about it now. Anyway, if you're a new listener, I went off, that was my second, or fourth or fifth tangent in there. So let me just get back to you. I'm glad you're here. I'm trying to create a safe place to take your mind off of what's ever keeping you awake. This show is more than a bit different. It's goofy. You might already notice I don't make a whole lot of sense. And then I check out. I said, well, let me think. I can't stop thinking about that. Well, would you do it? Because, right, I know you're thinking the same thing. First of all, you probably need some sort of, do they do it on graph paper, freehand, or on a computer program? Or with a rule, like a straight line, or one of those square rules, or whatever they're called, yeah. Compass, I wonder if, I think there are circular crosswords, that's a thing. I'm glad we're having this little talk, new listener, but let me just check in with these other new listeners, too. So if you're new, I'm glad you're here. Let me just give you a little orientation for the show. Structurally, the podcast starts off with a few minutes of business. That's how we keep the show free. And it's not super important if you're new, but that's why it's at the top of the show. Then we have an intro, which we're about I think we're about 8 minutes into it already, which is pretty good. Maybe nine. And the intros are normally around 12 to 14 to 16 minutes. And it's really a part of the show. I call it the intro. It might be a slow warm up, or like whatever, like a monologue. Like if there was a way to say super slow monologue that never takes off, really, I could just say it like that, a monologue. So, but here's the way listeners use the intro. Some listeners fall asleep during the intro. A lot of listeners use it as they're starting to wind down. Either they're prepping for bed, or they're in bed and, you know, they're just getting comfortable. You know, you got to get your temperature. You want a nice long runway. Or some listeners do. Now, there's some listeners, you could skip ahead to 16, 18 minutes and you just get the intros. And there's some people that support the show on Patreon because they get story-only episodes. So there's, you don't have to consume the intro, but ideally it becomes something familiar for the regular listener, but it's different every time. Because whatever I was just talking about before, I never talked. I'm pretty sure I just got a letter from a higher power that said, hey, great idea. Can't believe no one's... They said, you know, there are instances, this particular higher power said they were aware of other higher powers getting crossword-based prayers or communiques. You know, some of you might say, well, I just communicate with it. But this particular higher power said never got a crossword-based communique. And I said, well, we'll change that together. Also, what kind of powers do you have that you could bestow on me? And... you know, just let me get you, can I get a no smoting memo from you? Guaranteed 100% no smote. Oh, they hung up the phone. So, okay. Whoa, because I was talking to new listeners. So there's some new stuff in the intro every time, but it's also familiar. So you can say, Scoots is here. It's like the show is kind of a bit like, for a lot of listeners, a bedtime story that's never gets started. But the bedtime story is still here if you can't fall asleep. Tonight we'll be talking about The Good Place. That's our second segment. So we do the intro, a little bit of business again tucked in there to keep the show going. Then I'll talk about The Good Place. And, you know, you see, mostly I'll be trying to decipher my notes from watching it. Then I'll look up some stuff. I say, well, Diane von Fostenberg. First, I'll try to go on YouTube and figure out how to properly pronounce that. Then I'll say, okay, let's do some research. So that'll be what the Good Place stuff is like. And all told, we'll be here for about an hour. A couple other things if you're new, especially if this is your first time listening. No pressure to like the show or to have it work for you. And of course, you're skeptical or maybe even a little bit perturbed because this podcast is way... it's hard to prepare for it, right? Especially if you're new, you're saying, yeah, what in the heck? And I'd say, yeah, that's why almost every regular listener says it takes two or three tries to get used to the show or for it to put you to sleep. I mean, there are some people, you know, the people that we talked about that did send, the people that do send letters by crossword, they say, finally, we're getting our due here, and they're going to go into work tomorrow, believe me. With a spring, whatever, unless they slept through it, which is pretty high probability. But, you know, they'll have a spring in their step. They'll say, hey, Jerome, what's with that big smile? And they say, I told you I was cool. Give me that spreadsheet. I'm ready. By the way, you look great. Or maybe they would send the person a crossword, they'd probably give encouragement instead of praise. So they'd say, how'd you change your hair up? I just can't, it really looks like you put a lot of decision-making into that and great, great decision-making. I'm not sure if that's encouragement. That's my attempt to at this layers of imaginary characters in my brain. So, what was my point for the new listener? Sorry about that. Give it a few tries. Also, there's no pressure to fall asleep. I'm going to be here for an hour. The reason the shows are an hour and it has this like drawn out in super fun intro to sleep to But that's also drawn out. And then me kind of talking about a 22-minute episode of The Good Place for about 45 minutes. So you have plenty of time to fall asleep. So there's no pressure on you. So that I can be here to keep you company. And because there are some listeners that for whatever reason can't fall asleep. And those are, you sleeping is really important. But anybody that can't sleep is super important to me. Because I want you to know I'm here to keep you company. That's really what my commitment is to keep you company, whether you're awake or asleep. And since I can't, I have to express that to you directly because I couldn't, you know, put it in a crossword. It say four, scoots four down. There's no word that has a Q and a Z in it, in that. Oh, really? Shoot. Okay, so. No pressure to fall asleep and no pressure to listen. I think that part made itself apparent during this intro. You don't need to listen to me. You know, you could lower the volume to whatever volume works for you. And again, this doesn't work for everybody. The podcast just naturally, you know, there's different things for different people. So if you don't like the show or you don't think you're going to like it or you don't even want to give it another listen, that's cool too. But I'm here to help. That's my main thing. And the main reason I want to help is because I've been there. I know how it is, tossing and turning. I mean, clearly, you got a good idea what's going on with me. But also, if you're new, I want to thank you for checking the show out and giving it a try. And to let you know that I work very hard and I strive and I yearn because I really want to help you fall asleep. Thanks again. And here's a couple ways we keep the show going. Sleep With Me is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com. to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do it with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you can set aside whatever's keeping you awake, whether it's thoughts, feelings, physical sensations, changes in time, temperature, routine, travel. So whatever's keeping you up, it could be things you're thinking about. It could be feelings you're feeling, physical sensations you're experiencing. It could be something in the past, the present, or the future. Whatever it is, I want to be here to take your mind off it. This is a safe place where you can ideally get comfortable, get cozied in. Your shoulders could do whatever they call it. This is interesting, you know, like where your shoulders can relax instead of droop. It's a subtle difference, but I think you might know what I'm talking about. But what I'm going to do, ideally, I'll return to that. Send my voice across the deep, dark, and I'm going to use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones, pointless meanders, superfluous tangents. Sometimes, like right now, a heart overflowing with gratitude that I could be here to keep you company. And I don't know. Sometimes I really feel lucky to make this podcast. But yeah, I'm going to send my voice across the deep and keep you company and take your mind off stuff. Now, if you're new, you notice how you had to change. You got a little too vulnerable there. But really, I'm glad you're here. I mean that. I hope you can feel that. Now change to a quick subject change, but not a subject change. If you're new, usually, you know, vulnerability comes in subtler cloaks and normally. But, you know, sometimes I got to put the old heart on the sleeve, even though cloaks don't have sleeves. That's another thing I'm working on. The sleeve, you've heard of the sleeveless cloak. And they said to me, sir, that's just a cloak. And I said, right, a sleeveless cloak. Those days are gone. Those days are finally behind you. You've always wanted a cloak. You've wanted it with sleeves and nothing else. And actually, that might not be bad. Would you say a spring? I was just thinking of a cloak with only sleeves. And then for me, because I don't like to wear a shirt, I'll be honest with you. Not to paint an unnecessary picture, but I would have a cloak. I would have sleeves. It would kind of be like a reverse vest. You'd say those vests are popular. This is like the idea of, you say, well, why aren't you trying to keep your core warm, Scoots? No, this is just for extremities. You know, yeah, it has a hood if I need to keep, you know, then it keeps the hot air from flowing out of my head and keeps it coming out of my mouth. It's got a, it keeps your arms warm, but then your core gets plenty of breeze. You can always wrap yourself in your cloak. That's one thing no one ever tells you, is a cloak is also a wrap. Also, when I'll come up with a wrap about the cloak as a wrap one day. But what can I say? A cloak, I don't want to just give it away. You could wrap it around. Like, you've seen those baby carriers that are wraps. Maybe you have, maybe you haven't. You could actually, maybe we'll come up with that. The family edition. It's a cloak. It's got sleeves. And it's a baby. It's all of them. Four seasonal cloak. Maybe not. Maybe we'll have a winter edition. Something like, you see, who was that in that episode of Game of Thrones with that weird cloak? He was just in the background. It was like he was wearing a cloak and sleeves without a shirt. I barely saw it. I said, well, that was Scoots. He was advertising his new, winter's here edition. It didn't work in the north. It has like a pull down. It comes from the, comes out of the sleeves. Yeah, it's a whole new thing. Cortex, whatever that other stuff, Gore-Tex, all of it in there. And I'm sorry, if you're a new listener, I was trying to get to the point, then I got distracted by that sleeveless cloak. And my, lifetime frustration with it finally solved. But if you're new, here's a couple of things. Don't need to make a ton of sense of this podcast. It doesn't really... Initially, it won't make any sense, and then ideally on the second or third listen, you won't care. At first, you might say, when is this going to be clear? When is the story going to start? What is this intro? So let me try to answer a couple of questions in the spirit of getting your trust, winning your trust, or your neutrality. You know, I guess maybe that's the thing with this. Just your neutrality, because I can understand why you'd be skeptical. If it's your first few times listening. What was I going to say? So there's an intro where I really don't get to the point, and the intros are about 12 minutes. But it's usually me trying to spin a metaphor about the podcast where, something ideally about sleeveless cloaks. There was something else I was talking about earlier that I already forgot about that I was hoping to make a metaphor for the podcast of. It's a show within a show. It's ideally, it gives you an idea what to expect with the rest of the podcast, which is tangents, thoughts within thoughts. And then you say, what about that thought over there? And, ideally in the background, I'm sad. I don't want to use sachets, a sleepy kind of word and a way to move. So, yeah, maybe I'm in the background sashaying in a sleeved cloak with sleeves. A sloak. That doesn't sound like a sellable word, but maybe that's just what we call it in the Blue Sky edition, beta, alpha beta. Yep, is he voguing in that sloak? Yeah, it is. And then you could say, it sounds like a removal of a garment. I sloaked my cloak. He's wrapping himself. He's carrying a watermelon, and now he's... running his hands. Okay, but let's get back to the intro, Scoots. You're right. I thought that could have been a Rolling Stone cover for a minute. Sure, an imaginary one. Okay, so if you're new, the intro is full of me going off on tangents. So there's a couple options of how to use the intro. But just like as the podcast as a whole, there's no right or wrong way. A lot of people use it as part of their wind down routine. Maybe they start playing it as they're getting into bed or as they're getting ready for bed. And it's like a 15-minute wind down, and then we go into the story. And the show starts off with a few minutes of business. Then there's an intro, around 12 minutes. And then there's some business between the intro and the show. And tonight, ideally, we'll have a guest in to talk. So that's the intro. Other people fall asleep during the intro. A few people skip the intro. Literally about 2%, I think, of people skip the intro. I think some of those people, they want to just get to the story, and some people think the intro is like a big, long ad. It's really just a show within a show, though this one is an ad for Sloke. The cloak, that's more than a cloak. It's got sleeves, and it's, maybe pockets, I don't know, a zipper. It's a carry-all, cloak and a carry-all. Okay, I was trying to say, does it have backpack straps? And not that I know of. Does it made of Cordura? Maybe we'll have a Cordura invention. Headphones? No, but it could have those headphones slots. Pocket for your device? Of course. Who's asking these questions? I don't know. So that's the intro. Then there's a story. So there's a couple different ways. Some people listen to the intro during the day when the day feels intense and they need a little break. So those are some examples. But here's the good news. You don't need to listen. You can partially listen. You could barely listen. Or you could actively listen. Whatever it is, the intro and the show, I'll be here. And there's no pressure to listen, no pressure to fall asleep. This is the first podcast that truly believes you deserve a good night's sleep. You deserve to be treated with dignity and respect. But I'm not here. I'm here to keep you company while you fall asleep. Not to say you should fall asleep doing this, or you should listen to the podcast in this way and it'll work. I'm just here to be your boyfriend and keep you company as you drift off. So that's the structure of the show. And I guess the show kind of is like this Sloke idea. And I'm not kidding, because I hear of a lot of different... Now, I make the show and it's simple because I can only make one podcast at a time. So I try to make it with the beginning and the story so that people can kind of repurpose it in their own way. But where it works for the majority of people, it's a little bit of a balance. And that's kind of like the Sloke. Like you say, well... Ideally, it's just a cape with sleeves, so that for those of us that are too warm, and you could wear a shirt with it. It could be an accessory. You could wear a tank top with it, right? Or a sweater. But it gives you a sleeveless dress. You say, "Holy cow! What could be more bewitching this season than the Sloke?" But then you say, okay, that's great. My back has always been chilled, Scoots. Sashaying. It took my sashaying from a 6 to a 14 out of 10. And then they said, take that back to an 11. And I sashayed right out of there to someplace that rated sashaying on a more granular way. Whatever. I sashayed out of those places too. And then I sashayed all the way home and then I made up a sachet thing about a child's toes. This little toe sashayed where was I? I literally just sashayed out of my own thoughts. But then the Sloke could do other things, or you could repurpose it. Like I said, carry all around, however you wish. But the main reason is because it's here for comfort. You say, well, the sleeves give me some security. Having this thing over my shoulders and my back, it lets my shoulders relax, like we said, instead of perking up. I could put the hood on. I could lie back. I could actually use it as a blanket. Reversible. Yeah, it's a reversible totally. So if you're on a plane, you just put it on in reverse. And then you have a blanket and something to cover your head so you can sleep. It's exactly like that's what I planned out, totally right on the drawing board. that I just did, but repurpose it. So the podcast is here to help, to bring you some comfort, because I've been there in a deep, dark night. Or the plane example, freaking trying to sleep on a plane, even with a sloke. Well, I've only tried with imaginary ones. It's not easy. So I guess that's what I'm saying, is I'm here to help you. Give it a few tries. I hear from a lot of people that have tried the show, and it doesn't usually click until the second or third time. But I hope it helps you. If not, there's a lot of other podcasts out there. There's a lot of other audio. There's sleep audio, like Sleep Whispers and Sleepy, and the S Pillows podcast. There's a lot of stuff out there, LibriVox, audiobooks. But this works for the people it works for, and I hope it helps you. I hope I can be your friend in the deep, dark night to take your mind off stuff as you drift off, to get your pre-purchase for the Sloke that comes out in like 2085. If all of my production schedules fall in place. But that's it. I'm glad you're here. And I work very hard and I strive because I really want to help you fall asleep. Thanks again for coming by. And here's a few ways we keep the show a-going. Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do it with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake, whether it's thoughts, feelings, physical sensations, changes in time or temperature, changes in routine. Maybe you got stuff on your mind. Maybe you have stuff on your plate. You're thinking of whatever it is. Maybe you don't. I hope you don't have any plates in bed. Not that, like, just because you say, well, it's gonna. This one went off the rails fast. I'm trying to figure out a way to quickly pull it around. But I say, okay, I was trying to think of a situation where I'd say, well, that's a good idea. Have a plate in your bed. And I guess I would say on a tray. That's always a good time, especially when someone's gonna like breakfast. Those are hard words for me to say. Breakfast in bed, on a tray, brought by someone else. That's a good time to have it. It'll usually be tough. That would be pretty sweet. We could set that up maybe one day to have a breakfast in bed and then a nap afterwards. Instead of saying, well, you got to have this breakfast in bed so you can get up and get moving. Or do some relaxing. You know, a lot of times they say, well, okay, now I want to prep, poof up your pillows and make you comfortable. Put on whatever you want on TV. Maybe give you a foot rub, a hint, imaginary person in my life rubbing my feet. And say, well, I don't want to have to, or maybe you have a dog that's licking your feet. You'd say, well, it's not so bad. And actually, I don't want to humble brag here. But I think this is pretty universal, and I'm already off topic for new listeners. So new listeners, I'll get right back to you. One of the nice things about my dog, Koei, is, and I think there's a lot of dogs that are like this, she's always happy to see you, even in the morning. It's like, I haven't seen you. And I guess it's the truth. Maybe we could carry this forward to our relationships. It's like, I haven't seen you in 8 to 10 hours. For a dog, it's like, we've gone into some other realm. But so she, like where I live now, I have my bed. And this is actually a new thing for us since we moved. So she has her bed. She sleeps in my room on a Casper a dog bed with a couple comfort blankets she likes to have. And I'll look over to her. Sometimes she's sleeping. She's lately been a deeper sleeper. So sometimes if she can sense if I'm getting up or something, sometimes she'll just look at me. But once she knows I'm committed to getting up, or she needs something, or she decides she wants to get up, she'll get very excited. There'll be a lot of tail wagging. She does a lot of head shakes with a smile, what it looks like. They wrote that song, Shake It Right, Like a Red Nose. That's what Koa is. And, they aren't kidding. Like she shakes, her whole body shakes, side to side. She's wagging her tail and her butt and her upper body. And I say, it really is a buoying of spirits for me. I say, well, just let me get down there and give you some pets and hugs. Wow, you already, my day hasn't even started, and you've made my day. Now, sometimes I might go upstairs while she's still resting or she doesn't think I'm actually getting up. And then I could be, you know, I just start drinking my coffee with a regular start to my day. But that's a pretty nice way to start your day. I don't know what I was talking about, though, that led me to that. But shout out to Koa. If you can hear me, Koa, I know you're upstairs waiting for me to finish recording, but just giving you a little shout out. Shout out to all the other animals out there, friends, forest friends, all of those that give us morning greetings. Thank you. If you're new, welcome. This is Sleep With Me. Went off. I start the show? I said, okay, we're going to, things on your mind. I'm going to send my voice across the deep dark night. I'm going to use the lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones, pointless meanders, superfluous tangents, go off topic. Usually I wait a while to go off topic. So if you're new, here's a couple things. The structure of the show starts off with a few minutes of business at the top of the show. That's how we keep the show going. Then there's an intro. The intro that you're listening to now, it's not an ad or a promotion. It's a show within a show. Some listeners fall asleep during it. Some listeners find it soothing and familiar. Some listeners, a few listeners skip ahead, but a lot of people, it's part of their bedtime or breadtime wind down routine. More and more people I hear from listen to the intros or the whole episode during the day when they're feeling a little bit, you know, they need a little break. So that's the intro of the show. It's about 12 minutes of me trying to explain what the show is. But it's a thing, you know, it's not for everybody, so that's why you could skip ahead. But a lot of people like it, it's where I, you know, talk about my dog or something like that. I try to get to the point, but I give myself plenty of permission not to. And so if it's the first time you're listening to the show, you might be trying to make a little sense of it or expect it to follow a sensible structure. And it's a little bit different than that. It does follow a sensible structure. Usually a few minutes of business, a 12 to 16 to 18 minute intro, a few minutes of business, then a 45 minute story, and then some thank yous and good nights. And here's the great thing. Don't try to make too much sense of it, but you also don't need to listen. You can listen if you need it. As long as you need to listen to me, I'll be here to keep you company. But you're not under any pressure to absorb any of it. You could appreciate it. You could say, well, I could see Koa's tail. What was Scoots' dog's name, hon? He was talking about her last night. I think his dog's name was Toto, right? He has a dog's Toto. He has a lot of pets. Jif and Gif, Toto, Pitter and Patter, maybe one named Jiffy. I think he has a couple other ones, too, but Gona, I think, was one of them, or Kona. He said, I don't know, I fell asleep fast. I'm pretty sure he was talking about, maybe he was talking about the strategies of petting roosters, imaginary ones. That is what I think he was talking about the last intro. Oh, you slept so good, I slept so good, it's wonderful. So you don't need to listen to me, that's what I meant. There's also no pressure to fall asleep. I'm going to be here for about an hour. You drift off as you need to. I'm here to keep you company. There's no right or wrong way to do this. And I'll be here till the very end if you need me. And then you could listen to 299 other episodes in a row. So that's the structure of the show. The reason I make the show is because I've been there in the deep, dark night and unable to fall asleep, waking up and not able to get, you know, whatever it is. I know it can kind of feel lonely and frustrating, and I want to help. I want to, you know, with a little bit of silliness, a little bit of kindness, and a little bit of company. Speaking of which, tonight's company will be a second season of a series we did a while back with some familiar characters, Simon, G, and DK. So that'll be the story after this intro. And yeah, I mean, I think like let's try to find a metaphor here for the podcast. So I was talking about my dog, Koa, and how most of the time she gives me a nice morning greeting. Now she doesn't sleep in my room all the time. It just on the nights Sophia's here, she sleeps in Sophia's bed. And Koa doesn't sleep in my bed. She sleeps next to it, which is a luxury because I used to have a bed in my living room. It was my bedroom. And so that was like a tough situation because I just had a curtain up. That was the width of the bed. And then Koa would sleep in the living room in front of the couch on her dog bed. So we had a little more. So this is a new stage in our relationship. Because I couldn't see through, I could be aware of her through the curtain and then past the couch to the living room floor, which was also my bedroom, except for the illusion of the curtain room. But now I have a room, and then I can look over and see her on the floor next to me. And then she can make eye contact with me, which maybe, you know, not all. She'd say, what were you saying in your sleep last night? Were you dreaming you were Bette Midler again? And I'd say, Cole, when did you learn to talk? And she started singing like Bette Midler. And he said, oh, okay, this is a dream. So that was a bad example. But sometimes I'll wake up actually and I'll make eye contact with her and she'll help me greet the day. I guess that was my point. And sometimes you say, well, we just saw each other when I went to the bathroom at 3 a.m, right? Or you say, are you greeting me out of the joy of seeing me or because you want to go out OUT? But usually a lot of times it's just, you say, well, just appreciate me. Give me some pets. How's that? Okay, that's soothing. Petting you is soothing me. But my point, I guess, is that it's a nice way to start the day. And I guess it could be a little bit stimulating because you say, okay, you're getting the dog's energy, sympathetic vibration, and then you're doing some tactile dog petting and soothing. Maybe there's a layer of self-soothing in there. Maybe there's some inner child, inner animal connection. Nice little way to kick the day off. This podcast is like a lower level version of that. Where you say, okay, that's a good way to, we don't need to kick bedtime off for sure. And I don't, there doesn't need to be any wagging or panting or, you know, whatever. At least in my bed, there's not. But to gently go into bedtime. But with a little bit of a smile on your face or a smirk where you say, well, Scoots is here. Not sure exactly what he's talking about. Not sure if he's gotten exactly a point. But he's here to keep me company. He's here to take my mind off of stuff. He's here to be my boar bud, my boar bae, my boar friend, my boar sib, my boar cuz, my boar bestie. And, you know, to be my companion in the deep, dark night. He's been there. He knows how it feels. And mostly the counter thing to that is to just be a little bit silly, a little bit goofy, to be myself. I don't know, something about this environment and sitting here talking to you that both puts me at ease and helps me to put you at ease, maybe. And you say, I could let my guard down. Scoots is going to keep me company. So that's why I'm here. If it's your first few times here, give it a few tries. That's what most listeners and reviewers say. You don't have to like it. It doesn't work for everybody. You know, Life Hacker's got plenty of good sleep podcasts listed on there. There's a Heard from the Guy Who Makes Sleepy. He seems real nice. You know, Harris makes Sleep Whispers. LibriVox has got some stuff. So there's plenty of other stuff out there. But give this show a try. Give it a try. See if it helps. I hope it does. I work very hard. I strive and I yearn. I'd really like to help you fall asleep. So thank you so much for coming by. And here's a few ways we keep the show going. Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do it with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you set aside whatever's keeping you awake, whether it's thoughts, feelings, physical sensations, travel, if you're traveling around or you got travelers here, or work schedule, you know, life stuff, whatever is keeping you awake, I'd like to take your mind off of that. What I'm going to do, first off, I got this safe place, and, you know, if you're new, or even if you're a regular listener, you say, well, let me just, I guess probe's the wrong word, but it's kind of like a pokeable safe place, because it's a place, it doesn't mind being poked. Oh boy, I actually didn't check in with the safe place. Maybe we'll call the safe place in a little later. But it's a, you can kind of, you know, say, now, you know, say, oh, you know, every once in a while, you got to double check, right? You're a human. You say, okay, is there room for me to breathe here? I think so. Is it feel comfortable? Yeah. Or, well, I don't know. Let me see. If you're new, you say, well, I'm skeptical about this safe place. I say, well, come on in, have a look around to see what you think. No pressure, because here's what I'm going to do within this safe place is I'm going to send my voice across the deep, dark night. I'm going to use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones, pointless meanders, superfluous tangents, vocabulary deficiencies. There you go. I finally add a Y onto that and we'll fix it. Thanks, vocabulary brain. I don't, you know, not that you need a, you know, you're doing a great job. It's intentional. You work extra hard at making things a little bit harder to follow. That's part of the show. Long swing to pointless meander, superfluous, all to take your mind off. So if you're new, I'm glad you're here. Welcome. The main thing is that I hope I can help you fall asleep or help take your mind off of stuff as you fall asleep. So we could see how it goes. If you're the kind of curiosity, if you're new to kind of take in the show is like a curiosity, a low stakes curiosity, a curiosity where you really don't care. And I do have, of course, a metaphor for that. Kind of like if you're watching a bird and this is a curiosity point, you say, like in you're in that totally chill zone. Maybe you're on vacay, or you're just really, you know, sitting somewhere relaxing, or you're just being mindful in the moment and you're watching a bird and you're not a birder. You're just like me, like an amateur, occasional bird view. You may be a bird viewer. You may be a bird watcher. You might be a whale watcher that likes birds and you're watching the bird go across the sky. Maybe you're curious what kind of bird it is. And then this happens to me. I get curious, wonder where that bird's going. The sky's pretty big and birds can fly pretty high. So at some point you might kind of be like, well, anyway, I got other stuff. Like you're curious, and this isn't to offend any birds out there. You wonder, oh, maybe it's just flying. Or you say, well, I moved on. My attention's moved on because I was curious, but not so curious I had to find out where I wondered, where's that bird going? Birdhouse? Bird nest? Catching up with the flock? You're going to go to a tree and just look around? Ideally, it stays wherever it is in the distance if it's going to do its own sky business. I'm clear. And they say, oh yeah, I forgot I was looking at that bird. Well, it's gone now. And then those are the kind of things you can forget about. You know, usually you don't even feel bad. You know, you say, oh yeah, well, anyway, back to my, oh, we got to tie my shoe. So if you're new, you kind of be curious and kind of watch this podcast, but you don't have to concentrate too much. I guess that was what I was actually trying to say is if you try to force yourself to watch a bird in the sky, you might start to resent that bird. You say, first off, can you hear me? No. Do you happen to be the one kind of bird that lives, can read my thoughts? Let me see if I can get a hold of it. Yep. Okay. You are there. Hey, I'm just trying. Thanks for letting me dial you in. Hoping any of the other stuff I said, you weren't listening. You're flying around. Oh, good. Cause that's kind of what I was trying to explain to the listeners is, if you focus too much on where a bird's going, you might start to, like, if you say, okay, how long are you going to fly across the sky for? I know it's great. I can't fly. Oh, really? Flying is as great as it seems. What do you prefer, soaring or flying? They're both amazing. Oh, Really? Like, okay, well, I guess that's, makes, do you ever feel like a sense of performance when you're flying and humans are watching you, kind of watching you sometimes? Okay, well, that's good. That's more good information. So I was just telling people, like, sometimes it's just better to watch a bird when you're watching it, but not to have the pressure to watch it get all the way to its destination. Oh, right. Sometimes you're just flying around. Okay. Well, that may, okay. I'll try to get back to you. Thank you. Oh, what podcast? Oh, it's called Sleep With Me. Oh, yeah. You're chuckling. No. It's like, let's say you got to your nest, and you're kicking off your family thing, and you're there, and you're tending to your future flock, you know, keeping those eggs warm. And but then you say, well, you got to think about these eggs and everything, you know, you start to think either about when you were just hatched or when they're going to hatch. And then you say, wow, that's a lot to think about. Oh, when that happens, you just remember flying. And that, of course, that's a coping mechanism, I think, or just healthy bird behavior. But if you did have a bigger brain, I mean, I don't know, and I'm not, this isn't a judgment. I'm pretty sure, no offense, your brain's like smaller than a pea. That's just what I've imagined, but it does, yeah, but you can fly. Of course. Yeah, sorry about that. I just was like, I guess I just harbor a little bit of a jealousy because you can fly. In the soaring part more gets me on the thermals. I wouldn't believe how it feels. I guess I wouldn't, because it sounds like it feels great. So I guess, like, if you had something on your mind and you couldn't imagine flying, well, I guess you wouldn't be imagining it. You'd be recalling it or anticipating future flights. I would tell you a story to take your mind off of that. Maybe in your case, it'd be a story about flying. I did actually do an episode called Cloud Tower. Oh, you'll check it out? Great. Oh, could I give you a phone? Possibly. I'll think about it. Let me think about it, actually. So that's how the podcast works. Here's the other thing, just why I have you here. You might like this. No pressure to listen. I always tell the new listeners that they don't need to listen to me. I'm here to keep them company and take their mind off stuff and not over-engage them so they could kind of turn the volume, yeah, just how they want it. Exactly my point. Yeah, sometimes you feel like flapping your wings. Sometimes you feel like flapping your gums if you're a human. Well, we don't have wings, unfortunately, so gum flapping. Oh, that was a joke. Oh, okay. Yeah. So, could you just, no offense, Bert, could you just, like, accept my information? I'm really not looking for to go on. Maybe I should, if only I had that in my toolbox, picturing myself soaring. Okay, I can kind of feel that, yeah. Yeah, so a podcast a little bit like that, soaring up above things. Thank you. Sorry, I guess I was judging you before. You are a good partner. Yeah, and you're either seeing the big picture or you're just up there relaxed and on the thermals and you don't really, there is no picture at all. It just is. Wow. Yeah, you're just there soaring. Wow, okay. And, yeah, so that's kind of thing. You might not even be looking. So the podcast is kind of like that. You don't need to listen to it. Just like a bird up on the thermal soaring. Kind of almost like a bird up on the thermal soaring. Thanks for that correction. And here's the other thing. No pressure to fall asleep. That's kind of weird that it's a sleep podcast. But this podcast is more here to keep you company as you drift off. And be here in case you can't sleep or you wake up. That's why the shows are an hour, plenty of time to fall asleep whenever you want. But also it's why I make the show all the way to the very end. Tonight we'll be talking about The Good Place once I get through the intro. So the show structurally goes business. That's how we keep the show free. Then an intro, which is a part of the show, about 12 or 14 minutes, where we kind of find some fun friend to talk to and attempt to explain what the podcast is. And a lot of listeners fall asleep during that. A lot of other listeners use it as part of their wind down, kind of like their sore up. Exactly. I prefer another word other than sore up. because it kind of sounds like syrup, but we'll work on it. You're right. If I had a more extensive vocabulary, it would have been okay. Oh boy. You must listen to the podcast. You're just playing with me. Oh, you're soaring around in my brain. That's why. So you're a subconscious bird. Well, now you've been brought into my consciousness. Could I send a message to you like a pigeon to Dr. Freud to see what Dr. Freud has to say about all this? I wouldn't want to know the answer. Okay, good. That's all I needed to know. Thank you. So could you go back to Soren while I finish this? So, and even this could be like, oh, so there's a long intro, that is part of the show, helps you wind down. A few, 2 or 3% of listeners skip ahead to the story or the discussion of The Good Place tonight. So that's a so that's the structure of the show. You don't need to listen. No pressure to fall asleep. I'll be here for about an hour. I think I covered everything. Oh, that's another thing you like to do is cover things. Yeah, I'm aware of it. I see my car. I say, what do these birds say? So if you're new or you're a regular listener, I'm glad you're here. I hope the podcast can keep you company if you can't sleep. But ideally, you just drift off. You listen for a little while. You know, maybe get to the talk coming up about the Soul Squad and what happened in the episode. Or maybe you don't. You know, maybe you're just picturing that bird soaring. We have used that before, boar bird. But I'll be like your boar bird. Where you're watching it, the thermals, the flapping, the drifting, maybe a feather fluttering to the ground. There's some vocabulary. Yes, thank you, bird. It's at 8th grade level. Terrific. Well, you relax and you can drift away, whether it's on eagle's wings or the breath of dawn or, you know, just like a cloud. Or something, you know, floating sponge of relaxation. Oh, yeah, should have stuck to the sky metaphors. Or, you know, there's just things that come up sometimes that keep us awake. They go from our subconscious where they could have just been flying around, minding their own business and staying, you know, I don't know if birds have heard this term, but staying in their lane. And then they fly in, you know, and then they say, hey, I got a lot to add to this conversation, and I appreciate it, because it is like about sometimes seeing the big picture and sometimes saying, I don't need to see any picture at all. I'm just here in the moment fully, and I guess sleep with me is neither of those. It's like, hey, I'm kind of in the moment of the podcast listening, but I'm not invested in that moment. And as you listen to it go on, and again, episode discussion coming up here, you can drift off and get some rest, because you really, truly do deserve a good night's sleep. That's what I believe. That's why I'm glad you're here. And that's why I work hard on this show. Thanks for coming by. And here's a couple of ways we keep the show going. Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing? Trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. Yeah, this is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do it with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is to create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake, whether it's thoughts, feelings. Maybe there's something physically keeping you up. Maybe there's something you're experiencing emotionally that's keeping you up. Maybe you're on the road. Maybe you just two nights ago, you know you have to get up early. That happened for me. Or you were in a social situation and you said, well, wind down. Maybe you got a change in work schedule. Maybe you just can't sleep and you want a friend there to keep you company while you drift off. Well, that's what I'm here to do. The way I'm going to do it is I'm going to send my voice across the deep, dark night. I'm going to use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones, pointless meanders, superfluous tangents. I think I probably use this disconnected dialogue. I've been disconnected a few times. The the multitude of ways they could use the word disconnection, if I could say multitude and disconnection. But I'm here to help you kind of unconnect. What is it? Is it disconnect? What is it called when you go to bed and you chill out and they say, well, I guess it's unplug, they say. But really, you want to, I call it moon mode or something, because you say, well, I want to know it's charged. I'm not going to unplug it. I'm not going to bring it in bed with me. The devices, what do you say? You want it charged. Disengage. I guess that was the word I was looking for. I think that's it. I'm here to help you disengage. If you're new, I said I'm going to send my voice across the deep, dark night, lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones, pointless meanders, right? I'm here to help. So what I'm going to do if you're new is this is a podcast that you don't need to listen to or try to make sense of. It's a bit like a passing cloud where you say, well, it kind of looks like this, well, but now it's gone or it's changing and it's wispy. I mean, my voice is crisp. It's not crispy. It's creaky. I guess maybe some people would say it sounds a little bit crispy. Yeah, but it's not wispy, my thoughts are wispy. Holy cow. I said, I didn't even know what, I did know what wispy was, because they say when I look at a cloud, I say, well, that's kind of how I feel sometimes. And I guess because of the power of clouds, you could kind of do that, no matter what. Anyway, you say, well, that one looks a little, frowny. That one looks like I want to curl up, get a little bit more comfortable here. This one looks like I'm in the middle of a podcast intro where I was trying to explain something to a new listener, and then I got off track, and now I want to curl up a little bit more and come back and say, oh, yeah, you don't need to listen to me. That was a thing one. Did I mention I'm glad you're here? I hope I can help. So the podcast you don't need to listen to. There's also no pressure to fall asleep. We're going to be here about an hour. Or I'll be here. You drift off when you want. But if you need me, I'm here to the very end. Like if you can't sleep or you woke up or you were like me the other night where you say, what in the heck? I just want to go to sleep. I got to get up in like 3 hours or 4 hours. Like, why can't I just get to sleep here? You know, I'll be here with some goofy stuff or goofing around or a story in this case to keep you company, to try to distract you, at least take your mind off things. But ideally, as I take your mind off things and you realize I'm a little bit disconnected or whatever, unengaged, it's a weird kind of a semi-engagement I'm trying to do. Almost like it's not sitting in silence, obviously, but when you have a relationship with someone that where you can disengage side by side in silence, it's very picturesque, sitting there in rocking chairs. I would presume, at least in this image in my mind, rocking and rocking chairs separately, and you're just chilling. You're not talking. You're not really doing anything. Now, maybe the other person, maybe one of you is listening to birds. Maybe the other person's watching birds. Maybe one of you, maybe someone might be working with yarn or knitting. Whatever it is, what was my point? Oh, you don't need to listen to me. No pressure to fall asleep. I'm going to be here to keep you company, to be at your side as you drift off, as your thoughts get wispy and maybe ideally float away or dissipate. So that's a couple of things. Structure of the show. Show starts off with a few minutes of business, which you may have heard. And that's how we keep the show going and 300 episodes out there free. Then there's some business sometimes between the intro and the episode. If you're a regular listener, it's important. If you're new, not super important. Then there's an intro, which usually the intros are around 12 minutes. I think we're probably already 6 minutes into it. And it's kind of a show within a show where I try to give an example. Where you can't sleep, and then try to explain how the podcast works. And I've never been so successful that I'm like, that's the intro. I'm going to use that for every episode henceforth, or heretofore, or going forward. I'm always like, almost caught what the podcast was there. but it, not quite. So there's an intro, around 12 minutes. Some listeners will fall asleep during the intro. A lot of listeners use it as part of their wind-down routine, where they say, oh, this is my boar bud, here to help me fall asleep, here to help me drift off. I'm going to get my teeth brushed. I'm going to get my bed set, you know, get all my bedding arranged how I like it. Do some initial tossing and turning while Scoots is talking. You know, do some cat, you know, like a cat does to its bed or a dog does. You know, maybe do some dog where you push your pillow with your head a little bit. Pillow nudging, I think that's what dogs call it. Or at least when I say, what are you doing, nudging your pillow? And then they just look at me. I would assume that's a yes, or what do you think I'm doing? Well, it looks like you're nudging your pillow with your head. And then they give me another look. What do you think? And I say, okay, I don't understand. Are you not nudging your pillow with your head, or are you? And my dog does actually sigh, so I have that advantage. And then I have to kind of, and I don't know if this happens in interpersonal relationships. For me, it does. You say, okay, what did that sigh mean? Oh, boy. Like, maybe I won't think of it till I get into bed, pull the covers up, and I say, remember when Koa sighed earlier when you asked her five times in a row if she was nudging her pillow? Oh, did I mean nudging her pillow? Oh, man, and maybe that made her think of the nudge, which was a failed Halloween costume when we were going to go together. Oh, no. And then you say, no wonder she sighed at me. What kind of dog owner am I? Asking my dog about nudging instead of just letting her nudge her pillow in silence. So I don't know if that keeps anybody up. You see, maybe she's sighing about something else. Usually dogs, at least with dogs, they say, hey, they have a way of getting us a message like, hey, I got to go to the friggin' bathroom. It's kind of like when you're on a plane, for me, it's always a debate, you know, hopefully I don't get the middle seat. So then it's like, if I get an aisle seat, I can go to the bathroom whenever I want. If I get a window seat, I get to look out the window, which I really enjoy. And also, if it's a day flight, the only time I can sleep on flights is if it's a day flight and I'm trying to get work done, and then I can sleep like a baby. So then, of course, I could sleep against the wall, like the body. But otherwise, it's like, for me, I'm like I try to say, the perfect situation is everybody in the whole row goes to the bathroom at the same time. I mean, gets up and goes. The first part of that would never be a perfect situation. It would be some sort of, talk about sympathetic vibrations. But otherwise, I spend my time kind of trying to say, okay, that person's taking their headphones out. Maybe I should make my move now. I just had a flight where I did it twice. The woman sitting in the aisle got up, and I said to the young man between us, I said, well, I better go now. But that was pretty early on, and it was a long flight, and I had drank the drink the plane provided me, two cups of coffee before the flight left, and a Mountain Dew that I bought at the airport. And then as the flight started to go on, I said to myself, Do I need, you know, I had an internal debate. These are the kind of things that could keep me up at night, too. I say, do I need to go? Do I not need to go? Should I, in reality, say, well, it's not that big of an inconvenience to ask two people to stand up for an adjusted person. You know, but for me, I said, oh, boy. And then I said, I wonder if either one of these two was thinking about this. I can't remember which one of the people in my row got up, but I said, maybe that was the first time all three of us got up and went. The second time, I don't know. But I was debating it, and then I was saying, well, I don't really, this is like, would it be a preemptive strike? Like, because they think there was like an hour, they said, hey, about an hour and 15 minutes till we get on the ground. And I said, well, that's like, you never know how long you'll be sitting there after you get on the ground. So, you know, instead of, this is what bedtime can be like for me. I don't know if it was like I said, but then finally, the woman at the aisle got up, and maybe the young man got up too. I think that's what happened the first time, though, because I think he was still in his seat. That time, like, I didn't think it was, like, a situation. And I said, well, now I'll go, because she got up, so it's less of an inconvenience. And then when I, like, I said, holy cow, I did, like, I was like, whoa, I get, good thing I did, because I was, I guess, sorry, this might be TMI, but I said, well, then I ran through my drinks like I just did, and I said, oh. That would have been, like, that would have been just uncomfortable, I guess, waiting. And even that, a lot of people would say, who does that? Like, and I know some of you can relate to say, yeah, I do. I proactively having, going to the bathroom, proactive. I call it being proactive. Other people call it worrying. I said, well, what do you want me to think about on the plane? The movie or the work I'm doing or... I said, well, I got extra brain space to say, well, when should we go to the bathroom? Well, when you have to go. Okay, well, you know, but which point? Because doesn't we always have to go, kind of? Well, how much do we, well, now that you're mentioning it, now that's all I can think about. Well, we just went 10 minutes. Oh, we did. Oh, boy. So I don't know if bedtime gets like that for any of you. But what I found, even in that situation, is if you get distracted, if your mind gets carried away by the beauty of the passing plane, you know, plane, you know, you see Des Moines, or you might say, still, we're flying over Sioux Falls, or you say, what is that? You're circled there. You know, suddenly it's a different situation when you're removed from those thoughts, when you're taken away, or you get it taken care of, and then you get back to your seat, so, whew, let me get back to playing Roller Coaster Tycoon Classic, which I just allow myself when we're in the takeoff and landing. Pro tip, if that kind of stuff, it's not a cheap game. It's like $5.99. If those two things stress you out and you like, pick yourself, and you like a little simulation, in near 8-bit style, Roller Coaster Tycoon Classic, pick it up. Holy cow, you won't even notice. You'll be like, wait a second. Is your seat tray down? Okay, that means I got to get to work. But I didn't even notice it was seat tray time. Anyway, the podcast is kind of here to fill a role like that, a little bit more personal, a little bit more friendly. I'm here to help because I've been there, whether it's just the thoughts or, you know, at night. I'm here to help. Now, this podcast doesn't work for everybody, especially the first time. So give it a few tries. See if it works for you. You know, see how it goes. Most listeners say it took 2 or 3 times. But I'm here to help. You know, I wish it worked for everybody. If it doesn't, I'm sorry. You know, you could try. You let me know. I could say, well, these are some other things I tried. You know, I hope it works for you. I work very hard, and I yearn and I strive to help you fall asleep. Thank you again for coming by. And here's a few ways we keep the show going. All right, everybody, this is Scooter. This is Weeks in Review, and this is where I run through my Weeks in Review stuff. What was on Sleep With Me Plus in the past month, and what you can expect to see on in the public feed too. Now, I have if you sign up for Sleep With Me Plus, or you're already signed up for Sleep With Me Plus, I highly recommend using a podcast app that allows search within the feeds, but using just one podcast app for Sleep With Me Plus content only. And then keeping your other podcasts, your daytime podcasts, in whatever app you use now. And I would just check out a couple podcast apps you could choose from on Apple are Overcasts, iCatcher, Pocket Casts. And on Android, you could try out Pocket Casts or Podcast Addict. For this example, I have the only thing I have in my app is the Boar Friends level. I have 4 podcasts, the ad-free full episodes, the story only episodes. Nothing in Sleep With Me Plus has ads except for the really old episodes in the archives. We got the story only versions of the show, the all intro, all night versions of the show, and then the bonus episodes. So let's start with the bonus episodes, actually. So Saturday, a new Posty episode came out. It was one that Russell loved, and that came out, and that's in the bonus feed. You know, some people like listening to Posty Super Deluxe episodes during the day. Some people sleep to them, and yeah, so that one is in the bonus feed. And then looks like we got a bonus coming out for Boar Besties and Boar Friends on Thursday of this week, which is April 15th when I'm recording this. And then we have another Posty Super Deluxe came out a couple weeks ago. That was a picnic lunch with Scooter. And that's in the bonus feed. And that makes just so much easier for those of you that don't like automate your playlist or anything, just to kind of build and choose how you want to listen. Let's pop into all intro, all night episodes. I know an all-intro episode is coming out this Thursday. Last Thursday was Make Great Pets Season 1 Part 2, almost 6 hours. It's about the max length we can get and have a good file size. So that was like 7 episodes of Make Great Pets. April 3rd, all-intro episode came out. And then we had... March is at bonus episodes. So there was another all intro episode. So that's in the all intro all night feed. And again, like so much easier, like these all intros. Is that what everything that's in there? 277 episodes split between all. So if you love all intros, I bet 200 of those are all intros, maybe even more. And then in the store, both in the story only episode feed and then in the all ad free feed. Let's run through the new episodes. Bring It On Week started last week. So we had 12:54 was our first watch along where I watched half of the movie Bring It On. Wednesday was 12:53, Ben Broughton, the Crayon Rambler. That was one of those episodes that had an intro that I said I should make an episode based on this intro. Went to make an episode based on the intro, and it went in an even another direction of what if there was an RPG game based on the movie Bring It On, which led me to figure out I never watched Bring It On. Let me learn more. Then I ended up watching Bring It On. Then April 7th was Alba Sabalik's, like, we're getting ready, big announcement, if I haven't made it anywhere. We're going to do 3 seasons of a crossover with Alba Salix. That's cool. So, that's something we're looking forward to doing. And, that was episode 1 of that. That was the one we did originally. Then 12:52 was the finale of The Great British Bake Off and episode 10. Then Multiplex 5, Tiki Transistor Hut, that was a good one. 12:50, one of my favorite episodes, probably in the past few years, a Willy Wonka tour that came out of like some news articles about the experience. And I said, this has got to be an episode. And that will be a series, I mean, like a recurring thing. Then Great British Bake Off, episode 9, Patissier. And Multiplex episode 4, and then we're back to our last audio news. So it's everything. Again, if you ever need support, support@supercast.com is there to help you. Though if you're listening to this episode, I'm assuming you're not like you don't need support. But if you do, and the other thing is like, yeah, these this is my main way to communicate. I learned this on Patreon. Most people just don't read their emails from Supercast or from me, and most people aren't on our Discord or follow our social media. And so these messages are how the majority of supporters get their information. I do it in a sleepy voice because there's like, I put it in at the end of the free show too. But this is a kind of key way, but these episodes are easy to skip, especially if you're just using one podcast app, right? and building your playlists from that podcast app. So yeah, thanks everybody for supporting the show. Reach out if you have any feedback, feedback@sleepwithmepodcast.com. If you need support at supercast.com. And good night.